Ah, okay, jetzt bin ich erst da. Hi und einen wunderschönen guten Abend zur After Game Day Edition von Purple Lounge. Wir sind heute wieder in unserem wunderbaren lila Wohnzimmer und die anderen sind auch dabei. Ich mache hier eine eigene Show heute. Yeah. Und der Charlie und der Flo sind auch da. Wie schön, wir sind vollständig.
Wir sind definitiv vollständig. Willkommen zum Purple Lounge am Montagabend, 20 Uhr. Schön, dass ihr alle eingeschaltet habt. Und zur Feier des Tages haben wir gedacht, naja, wir blenden mal die Hanna groß ein, wenn sie uns schon mal die Ehre erweist und hier anwesend ist.
Wenn der Special Guest mal wieder da ist, was soll ich sagen?
Also schön, dass ihr alle da seid. Willkommen. Ihr seht, wir haben hier großartige Laune nach dem Spiel, nicht verwunderlich. Erstes Heimspiel vor einer überragenden Kulisse, dank euch da draußen. Und da wollen wir auch gleich mit einsteigen, denn wir wollen über den Samstag, über das Spiel sprechen. Wie war
das Thema heute? Sehr gut.
Das Thema haben wir heute, ganz genau.
Ganz besonders.
Ich dachte, das wäre eine Versicherung.
Da möchte ich ja ganz besonders euch erstmal das Wort überlassen, weil Powerparty-technisch habe ich fast leider gar nichts mitbekommen. Und habe nur gesehen, es war ein riesengroßes Setup. Ich habe hinten den Kunstrasen gesehen. Da gab es etliche Mitmachaktivitäten von den Sponsoren. Auch nochmal vielen, vielen Dank dafür. Das war, glaube ich, phänomenal.
Ja.
Und ich habe gehört, es soll auf der Powerparty super gewesen sein. Gute Musik, gute Stimmung. Aber vielleicht, Charlie, kannst du uns da ein bisschen mehr erzählen?
Ja, zumindest von dem, was ich mitbekommen habe. insgesamt muss ich sagen, war eine super Powerparty, war eine super Kulisse, also die wir tatsächlich auch dann auch selber gebaut haben, selber geschaffen haben. Insgesamt muss ich sagen, ich bin sehr, sehr begeistert davon gewesen, von dem, was passiert ist. Also man muss ja auch da sagen, erstes Heimspiel, erste Saison. Und dann ist man immer so ein bisschen aufgeregt, klappt das alles? Zumindest was uns so vom Fanclub gemacht haben. Wir haben auch die Fanbetreuung gemacht und so. Und habe das auch schon mal den Fanclub zurückgespielt. Das war, also vielen lieben Dank, das war wirklich mega vom Ablauf her. Vom Game Day an und für sich steht jetzt auch schon mal wieder im Chat, die Musik war top. Das heißt, die Band, die gespielt hat, aus meiner Sicht richtige Songauswahl getroffen. Live-Musik, was auch wichtig war. Dann entsprechend wurde das Ganze übernommen von einem DJ zusammen mit Christian Seemann. Da fand ich auch die Musikauswahl auch sehr gut. Also die Musikauswahl aus meiner Sicht auch während des Spiels über den ganzen Tag verteilt war wirklich sehr, sehr gut. Von den Angeboten, die da waren, das fand ich auch super. Es waren sehr viele Leute da, trotz dieser Hitze, die auch mal wieder der Fall war. Die Interviews, die gegeben worden sind, haben wieder so einen kleinen Einblick bekommen, oder man hatte so einen kleinen Einblick auf das kommende Spielgeschehen bekommen. Und wie du schon gesagt hast, eben neben der, ich sag jetzt mal, Essensmeile, die dann primär vor dem Stadion war, noch sehr viele Aktivitäten dann auf dem Kunstrasenplatz. Ich glaube von Süwag primär, wenn mir das Süwag Energy Field, wenn ich mich nicht ganz irre. Ich weiß nicht. Also wenn man jetzt noch meckert, dann weiß ich auch nicht mehr. Bin ich raus. So.
Sehr gut. Nee, wir haben ja, es geht ja darum, wir haben ja Ewigkeiten über das erste Spiel gesprochen und wie sehr sich alle drauf freuen. Und ich glaube tatsächlich, dass es für das erste Spiel sehr, sehr gelungen war. Einzige Feedback, was wir so bekommen haben oder was ich auch gehört habe, dass es ein bisschen länger gedauert hat, was Getränke und Essen angeht. Auch das wurde dementsprechend schon weitergegeben. Also ich bin mir sicher, dass da auch Gespräche geführt werden.
Da muss man aber auch direkt sagen, also die Gespräche, die ich geführt habe nach dem Game Bay mit den Verantwortlichen bei der Galaxy, war halt auch so. Also der Galaxy ist das zugetragen worden. Sie hat sich das angeguckt, fand das definitiv nicht in Ordnung Und wie du schon gesagt hast, die ersten Gespräche werden da auch wieder geführt. Das ist halt auch so eine Sache, was ich nicht so ganz verstanden habe, weil theoretisch gab es Leute, die mit Sachen zum Verkaufen rumgelaufen sind. Es war bloß nicht flüssig, es war halt Popcorn. Also das bei Personal wäre theoretisch da gewesen. Deswegen habe ich das nicht so ganz verstanden. Und ja, definitiv war nicht gut. Ich glaube, für jeden, ich sag jetzt mal, einen normalen Spieltagsbesucher, der hat sich da wahrscheinlich einfach auch die Beine im Bauch gestanden. Ich muss ja tatsächlich sagen, ich bin ja viel von A nach B irgendwie gesprungen. Deswegen habe ich das nicht so wirklich mitbekommen. Habe wahrscheinlich auch viel zu wenig getrunken dadurch. aber ja. Aber von der Seite her, also insgesamt muss ich trotzdem sagen, für den ersten Spieltag unter neuer Führung, neu aufgebaut, sah auf jeden Fall wesentlich besser aus als letztes Jahr. Die Ränge sahen gut aus. Wir hatten die Gegenstehtribüne offen. Die LED-Wand wurde neu gebrandet. Die sieht jetzt auch wieder sauber aus. Was man muss man einfach sagen. Und ich fand das, also daher die Punkte auf jeden Fall, die großen Punkte außenrum waren super. Programm war gut. Ich bin tatsächlich zufrieden. Und wovon ich sehr angetan war, was ich sehr, sehr geil fand, war die Leistung von unseren Cheerleadern. Muss ich einfach sagen. Ich hab mit dir schon darüber gesprochen. Ich habe mit Dana schon darüber gesprochen. Ich bin normalerweise jemand, der sehr picky ist, was so Tanzchoreografien anbelangt.
Ist das so?
Es gibt Dinge, die weiß man von mir nicht ganz, aber das ist tatsächlich eine. Aber wenn ich vor mir eine Gruppe Cheerleader habe und auf der anderen Seite, auf der Gegentribünenseite auch noch eine Gruppe Cheerleader habe und die dasselbe tanzen, dieselben Schritte tanzen und synchron sind, alle, dann sage ich, das ist geil. So, und du, das ist jetzt mein Segway zu dir.
Genau, weil ich nehme das einfach mal so hin.
Aber möchtest du das nicht kommentieren?
Wenn das so ist, dann sage ich Gratulation, weil dann weiß ich auch, dass ihr ordentlich trainiert habt, wovon ich ausgehe. Aber ich glaube, du bist da die richtige Ansprechpartnerin und du kannst uns da ein bisschen über eure Game Day Experience berichten. Wir haben ja auch des Öfteren mit dir darüber gesprochen, hatten eine Sendung, die sich um euch gedreht hat. Und ihr hattet ja auch ganz, ganz viele neue Sachen, die ihr vorbereitet habt. Dann war ja auch die Besonderheit mit den Ex-NFL Europe Cheerleadern noch dabei. Erzähl du doch mal ein bisschen.
Ja, es war auf jeden Fall für alle ein sehr anstrengender und aufregender Tag. Wie den hoffentlich allen aufgefallen ist, haben wir neue Kostüme bekommen. Habe ich hier auch gerade im Chat schon ein paar Mal gelesen. Und das war alles dann doch jetzt sehr spontan. Die kamen nämlich aus den USA tatsächlich und haben sie auch erst Freitag zum ersten Mal anprobiert. Waren alle total aufgeregt, weil wir hatten sie vorher alle auch gar nicht gesehen. Also es war für uns First Time. Wir wussten nicht, wie sie aussehen. Wir hatten den ersten Entwurf gesehen, aber dann unsere Trainerin hatte das dann wieder alles über den Haufen geworfen. Und deswegen war generell erstmal so, oh Gott, wie werden sie aussehen? Weiß man ja auch nie. Und haben uns dann total gefreut. Haben Freitagabend auch noch trainiert, haben sie dann zum ersten Mal anprobiert. Und Samstag ging es dann auch schon früh für uns los, waren um 10.30 Uhr im Stadion, sind ja auch immer mit die Ersten. Und war ein klasse Tag, wir wussten ja vorher schon, dass total viel, dass die Sitzplätze ausverkauft sind. Wir haben uns, waren alle super aufgeregt, weil wie viele gesehen haben, wir sind, haben viele neue Mädels, wir haben super viele neue Rookies. Ich glaube, wir sind inzwischen 27 Mädels und davon sind bestimmt 12, 13 Mädels neu. Nicht sogar mehr, oder 15 Mädels sogar neu, die zum Teil auch noch nicht in anderen Teams getanzt haben, sondern wirklich komplett neu in dem Sport sind. Und war natürlich viel. Wir hatten Power-Party-Sideline, Pre-Game. Wir waren total happy, dass die NFLE-Dancer gekommen sind. Das war super schön. Habe ich auch schon viel Feedback gehört, dass viele Fans sich darüber total gefreut haben. Für uns war es auch so ein bisschen so ein kleiner Fangirl-Moment tatsächlich, weil ist es natürlich was ganz anderes, so die, wie die auch tanzen und die Choreografien von denen sind was ganz anderes und es ist dann total beeindruckend, wenn man dann da steht und die tanzen sieht und ich so, boah, wie cool. Und die hatten auch sehr viel Spaß, hatten sich auch noch viel bei uns bedankt, dass sie eingeladen wurden und da sein durften. Und ja, es war toll, die Stimmung war toll im Stadion. Gott sei Dank haben wir gewonnen.
Gott sei Dank.
Selbstverständlich haben wir gewonnen, Entschuldigung.
Was für eine Einstellung, gehst du in so einen Spieltag rein?
Ja, ich gehe nur in den Spieltag rein und hoffe, dass ich den Tag überlebe eigentlich. Ja, wir haben gewonnen und die Stimmung war super, das Stadion war voll. Ich fand es cool, dass der andere Stehblock tatsächlich offen war, muss ich sagen, der auf der anderen Seite. Es gibt das jetzt jedes Spiel so ist, aber das war mal was Neues, was anderes.
Das ist auf jeden Fall ein Anblick, an den man sich gewöhnen kann, würde ich sagen.
Ja.
Also es gibt jetzt schlimmere Anblicke für mich so.
Ja. Und ja, ansonsten, also es war cool. Hat sehr viel Spaß gemacht. Am Samstag geht es ja direkt weiter. Ich glaube, wir sind alle noch ein bisschen demoliert. Also wir Mädels auf jeden Fall. Da wurde gestern und heute dann in der Gruppe, oh, es tut alles weh. Und so viel in der Sonne. Manche haben sich auch wirklich fürchterlich verbrannt durch die ganze Sonne. Und an den Kostümen ist ja nicht so viel dran, kannst du nicht so viel abdecken.
True.
Genau.
True.
Genau, also da gerne immer auch Feedback an uns.
Ich glaube, wir haben sogar so ein paar Impressionen.
Ach so, ja, natürlich. Oh, jetzt habe ich es fast vergessen.
Ist gut.
Und zwar hat der liebe Fanclub auch gebastelt. Ihr habt sicherlich gesehen.
Ja, da, unser Obstsalat.
Unser Obstsalat. Das heißt unser. Wer sich erinnert an die Episode mit Karim, beziehungsweise bei vielen Spielern war die Frage, was ist dein Lieblingsessen oder Lieblingsobst, gab es dann auch mehrmals. Und da wurde fleißig gebastelt. Und da haben wir es uns natürlich nicht nehmen lassen, noch ein Foto zu machen. Super, super cool. Haben wir uns auch sehr gefreut. Ich glaube, die Spieler auch.
Ja, also Karim hat auf jeden Fall nochmal, ich glaube, so nochmal eine ganz eigene Version. Ja.
Ja, ich habe irgendwo, glaube ich,
ein geschenkt Foto bekommen. Oder
ach, die Dusche, ne?
Die Dusche.
Ja, das habe ich gesehen.
Einen Duschkopf nachgebaut. Und ja. Das war,
vielleicht habt ihr hier auch meine neuen Pomps gespottet. Wir haben auch neue Pomps passend zum neuen Kostüm gekriegt.
Ja, ich muss mal gucken, dass nicht, dass meine Haare noch als dunkle Pomps irgendwie da gelten. Oh, warte mal.
Weiß.
Ach so, ja, bessere.
Und lila. Sind wir jetzt zweifarbig unterwegs, die super schön zum Kostüm passen. Die kamen tatsächlich auch am Samstag an. Wir wussten nicht, dass wir die jetzt bekommen und wir standen in der Kabine und dann hieß es, der Postbote war fleißig und dann haben wir die Pomps überreicht bekommen und alle haben erstmal geschrien, weil die auch sind super schön. Ja. War ein krasser Tag. Vielen Überraschungen. Sehr anstrengend, aber sehr schön.
Dann hat sich doch alles sehr, sehr gelohnt. Und
auf jeden Fall.
Die Vorfreude, die wir hier hoffentlich seit November hier
ja,
probiert haben zu transportieren, hat sich für alle gelohnt. Es gab wirklich, glaube ich, super viele coole Momente. Ich habe gehört, Pat Patriot hat mega
der
Stimmung
die ganze Zeit
abgerissen. Ich habe ihn 2-3 Mal auf der Tribüne rumtouren sehen. Der hat, glaube ich, mega Stimmung gemacht.
Der ist aber auch so ein Maskottchen der ganz anderen Art. Also das ist so, Energielevel ist vollkommen woanders. Das ist ja überall rumgerannt.
Ja.
Aber auch nicht.
Also er ist tatsächlich auch die Tribüne hoch und runter geklettert und alles.
Die ganze Zeit.
Ich meine, es ist auch nicht meine NFL-Mannschaft, aber er hat Gas gegeben.
Ey, du musst es, Ehre wem Ehre gebührt, der hat auf jeden Fall Power gemacht. Die ganze Zeit durch. Und also du kennst ja auch Maskottchen, die einfach ein bisschen, ich sag es mal, Zeiten haben, in denen die einfach ein bisschen ruhiger sind und ein bisschen rumlaufen oder sowas. Nee,
gibt's der hat
bei
Gas gegeben.
Bei dem gibt's 100% oder 200. Aber ja, irgendwas dazwischen nicht. Und dann muss auch ich als Falcons-Fan sagen, ja, das Maskottchen hat Gas gegeben. Hut ab von meiner Seite.
Charlie, bevor wir weitermachen, es wurde gerade gefragt, ob man in den Fanclub die Möglichkeit gibt, in den Fanclub einzutreten.
Ja, das
gibt's. Wenn die Frage kommt, kann man doch direkt kurz dazu umschwingen oder hat schon jemand geschrieben?
Nee. Weiß ich nicht. Ich muss gleich mal gucken. Aber das natürlich gibt es sie. Also ihr könnt uns entweder auf Instagram anschreiben, einfach @standingpurple oder eben auch eine E-Mail schreiben, das wäre dann standingpurple zusammengeschrieben @gmail.com und über die beiden Kanäle könnt ihr uns erreichen und dann machen wir einen Termin mit euch aus, stellen euch auch mal kurz den Fanclub vor und meistens geht es dann relativ schnell, ihr kriegt die Mitgliedsbescheinigung bzw. den entsprechenden Antrag und die Satzung von uns zugeschickt und wenn ihr beiden zustimmt, dann geht das relativ schnell Oder wenn ihr sagt, euch ist das Warten zu lange, dann kommt einfach am Samstag auf uns zu. Soweit. Wir werden bei der Fanbetreuung wieder stehen, dadurch, dass wir auch die Fanbetreuung übernehmen. Und können euch neben dem Schminken vom Gesicht auch noch direkt erklären, wie man bei uns Mitglied wird und ja, wie wir aufgebaut sind, was wir so tun. Und wenn das dann harmoniert, könnt ihr auch bei uns Mitglied werden.
Darum muss man, glaube ich, oder finde ich auch nochmal darauf hinweisen, für die Leute, die es vielleicht nicht ins Stadion geschafft haben, wie gut bestückt die Powerparty war dieses Jahr. Also letztes Jahr auch, aber ich finde, dieses Jahr hat die Galaxy nochmal viele Dinge wirklich improved. Und es war auch, ich weiß nicht, wer den Instagram-Post vielleicht gesehen hat, die Powerparty-Bühne ist inzwischen mehr in der Mitte, was total cool ist. Es gibt Kinderschminken, das weiß ich nicht, ob es das letztes Jahr gab. Dann gibt es auch wieder den Kids Club, der, glaube ich, letztes Jahr auch nicht da war. Es gab mehr Merch-Stände, glaube ich, oder war nicht mit den Stehplätzen welche?
Es gab Stehplatz und auf jeden Fall auch auf der Gegentribüne.
Genau. Und also das muss ich sagen, dann gab es eine Band, was wir letztes Jahr auch nicht so oft hatten. Gab echt ein paar Sachen.
Ihr könnt, glaube ich, keine E-Mail-Adressen
checken, ja. Oh ja, das ist eine gute Idee mit Ausrufezeichen Fanclub. Genau, also das nochmal dazu, die Powerparty hat echt ihr Game abgesteppt.
Dann kommen wir auch schon zum nächsten Spiel, das wieder am Samstag stattfinden wird. Und das diesmal nicht um 18 Uhr, sondern um 14.25 Uhr.
Ja, good luck.
Das heißt, ein bisschen früher da sein. Und die Powerparty wird dementsprechend halt auch schon früher anfangen. Ja. Nämlich Samstagmittag Vormittag. Ja. Ja. Wir haben vorhin den Sponsor Süwag angesprochen. Vielen Dank an Süwag für das große Engagement und das große Commitment bei der Galaxy.
Die Roller waren klasse
und ich habe gehört, es wird jetzt noch mehr geben. Der aufmerksame Zuschauer und Gucker.
Ich würde kurz mal einbrechen, damit die Leute wissen, was ich mit Rollern meine. Es gab 11 E-Roller, was ich sowieso schon mal ganz cool finde, weil machen die so einen Lärm. Das war unangenehm. Es gab 11 E-Roller, die einfach Galaxy gebrandet waren. Mit dem typischen QR-Code, aber vor allen Dingen auch mit den Spielernamen und Spielernummern da drauf.
Und was ist dir dabei aufgefallen?
Sie sind lila. Ich weiß es nicht.
Spielernamen?
Ja.
Und? Es war nur die Offense.
Es war nur die Offense?
Ja. Und jetzt kannst du dir überlegen, wer sich beschwert hat?
Special Teams.
Fast. Das dann im Spiel 3.
Okay.
Also, die Cheerleader. Die Cheerleader. Kommt gerade die Cheerleader.
Die Defense, die sich beschwert hat. Und ich habe munkeln hören, dass es weitere Roller geben wird in der Defense-Variante. Und dass man jetzt in der Stadt dann bald 22 Roller sehen wird, die man auch wie diese E-Scooter sich dann buchen kann und durch die City fahren kann.
Und so, Spiel 4 beschweren sich dann die Cheerleader. Das wäre auch gern eigentlich.
Wichtiger Unterschied ist aber, du siehst nicht so komisch aus wie auf diesen komischen Tretrollern.
Ja, das mag sein.
Roller das ist ziemlich viel cooler.
Ja, allein auch da ist. Nochmal große Liebe an Süwag, vielen Dank
Roller
dafür.
Für die Defense.
Aber wir hatten ja auch das Angebot an Schulklassen, Vereine etc. etc. mit dem Freikartenkontingent. Und, Achtung, es wird es am Samstag wieder geben.
Stark.
Also, wenn ihr da draußen Schüler seid, wenn ihr Lehrer seid, wenn ihr engagierte Eltern seid, die euren Kindern / der Schulklasse, dem Verein etc. etc. was Gutes tun möchtet, schreibt dem Lukas eine E-Mail l.frenkel@galaxyfootball.de.
Genau.
Da ist es, genau. Und schreibt ihm, wie viele Tickets ihr braucht. Und dann bekommt ihr eine Antwort mit Freikarten für das Spiel am Samstag gegen Köln.
Sehr cool.
Und dann auch gleich noch ein Announcement, bevor wir dann am Ende der Show zum Programm der Powerparty oder zum Programm des Game Days kommen, um da ein bisschen noch Spannung in der Luft zu haben. Wir müssen wohl fantechnisch, spieltechnisch so gut abgerissen haben, dass Pro7 entschieden hat, dass wir das Spiel der Woche am Samstag live im Fernsehen werden. Also auch da die Info an euch da draußen, solltet ihr aus irgendwelchen für mich nicht verständlichen Gründen nicht ins Stadion kommen können, dann habt ihr die Möglichkeit, das Spiel live auf ProSieben Max zu gucken, weil das Spiel Helvetic Guards in Duisburg gestrichen wurde. Und ja, wir sind Live-Spiel geworden.
In
ja.
Duisburg, und das wurde gestrichen?
Ja. Ja,
das ist ja
so
wild.
Ist es. Also von daher scheinen wir doch das attraktivere Stadion, Happening, Surrounding zu sein. So, ha. Da haben wir Ryan Fire besiegt, genau. Ja, dann
bleibt uns doch nichts anderes übrig, als zu unseren Top-Spielern zu kommen. Die haben wir nämlich auch noch gekürt.
Genau, Instagram. Sie wurden gekürt, weil ihr da draußen sie gewählt habt.
Genau.
Und magst du sie verkünden?
Ja, ich würde nämlich kurz sagen, wir haben, ich würde sagen, wir fangen mit der Defense an.
Wenn das die Regie so hinbekommt?
Kriegen wir das in der Regie? Haben wir in der Regie. Ihr habt abgestimmt. Und Defensive Player of the Game, glaube ich.
Of the Week, präsentiert bei Internet X.
Sebastian Gauthier.
Absolut verdient.
Hast du die Stats?
Ich habe die Stats von Sebastian. Soll ich sie kurz vorlesen?
Komm, lesen wir sie kurz mal vor.
Wir werden auch später Sebastian auch noch in Aktion sehen, wenn wir ein bisschen über das Spiel sprechen. Also, insgesamt 8 Tackles, einen halben Sack, 2 Tackles for Loss und ja.
Ah, Tackles und Tackles for Loss wurden separat gerechnet.
Ja, und ein Quarterback-Hurry. Also er hat tatsächlich
stark.
Sehr, sehr stark gespielt. Den ersten Fumble-Recovery, den er hatte, der kommt nämlich auch noch da oben drauf.
Hat er fast
zum Touchdown zurückgetragen. Zum Touchdown,
genau.
Also gerade für ihn freut es mich nach so einer krassen Verletzung enorm, dass er auch so in dieser Form zurückkommt. Er hat ziemlich hart und ziemlich lange dafür gearbeitet. Also von da Herr Chapeau und ja, wollen wir weiter so sehen, denke ich mal. Ne?
Auf jeden Fall.
Dann würde ich doch sagen,
kommen wir zum Offense. Ihr habt abgestimmt und Offensive Player of the Game, Steve Cluley.
Und auch da würde ich sagen, enorm, was der Junge gezeigt hat, wenn man bedenkt, dass er nach 2 Trainingseinheiten, die er mit dem Team im Jetlag noch so halb benommen
absolvieren konnte.
Am Samstag absolviert hat, muss man nicht viel sagen. Ja. Und absolut verdient, glaube ich.
Aber ich glaube, das ist eine gute Sache, weil wir können uns das ja gar nicht so richtig vorstellen. Und dann würde ich sagen, fragen wir ihn doch einfach.
Fragen wir ihn. Jetzt haben wir ihn nämlich hier.
Live in der Show. Wir begrüßen.
Willkommen.
Und wir werden jetzt auf Englisch switchen. Surprise.
We're glad to have him here. And welcome to the show.
Our special guest.
Our quarterback, Steve Cluley.
Applause from the back. Appreciate you guys. Big time. Coach.
Yeah, you have to go. Let's go. We didn't tell you.
Thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Of course.
That's my bad.
Huh?
She's hiding in the back.
Take a seat.
Oh.
Good to have you here.
It's good to be back.
Glad you made it. Welcome, Steve. We're just talking about you having like 2 practices before your first game. When I'm right informed, you got the call on Monday.
Yes, sir.
So not a week ago.
No.
That you got the call, you jumped right on the plane. And for the most people, knowing you got a Frankfurt history.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. For the people who don't know, it's not the first time for you being here in Frankfurt. Give us a quick wrap up about your history in Germany and especially in Frankfurt.
Yeah, for sure. So honestly, just to start it off, it was pretty surreal to be here again. I got very emotional, honestly. I've been playing sports, but I honestly been playing rugby most recently. But to be back on a football field, especially here in Frankfurt, this place has a special place in my heart. I played here in 2018. Unfortunately, after the fifth game, I blew my knee out. Yeah. I elected to, you know, get surgery out here. I stayed here. I really felt a strong bond with that team and the boys, so I stayed here the full season and came back the following. And you know, we had a successful season, but unfortunately fell short to Braunschweig in the playoffs that year. So there was a, you know, coming back again, there's still a little something in me that wanted to come back and try to help contribute to help this team win a championship. And obviously it was awesome to see you guys win a championship the first year of the Elf League starting. I was so excited for you guys and the boys.
So you watched the league?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Nice.
I love this team. I get, you know, all the same boys, the coaches, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's good to be back, though.
Yeah, I mean, the actually plan was in 2019, right, or 20, to bring you back.
And then I always forget Corona that. Hit. So we, you know, that 2019 team had decided kind of as an import group that we were all going to come back one more year.
Oh, okay.
And that was the crappy part because I feel like we had a really good, strong unit that was going to come back. But, you know, COVID hit, life happens. Yeah, next thing I knew, I found myself kind of working, trading energy commodities in New York City almost. And, yeah, went from football to that real quick. But you got to pay the bills. But, yeah.
Of course.
And then you switched sports from football to rugby.
Yes.
So the last 2 years, you stayed in shape, played rugby. Tell us a little bit about your rugby experience.
Yeah, for sure. So when I kind of got tired of the whole trading energy commodities thing, I actually first went to California to play arena football. So I played arena football for a year for the San Diego Strike Force. And then from there, I left for Denver, Colorado, and started playing for a professional rugby club called the American Raptors, who compete in Super Rugby of the Americas. So we're the only U.S.-based team. And then all the other teams we played or that were in our league were in South America.
Wow.
So the whole premise of that team was, it's kind of unique. It is football-related, was USA rugby isn't very good. So they took half the team is kids from South America who have won World Cups for their country.
Yeah.
We signed half of them.
Yeah.
And then basically look for dudes who get cut from the NFL and have them come play rugby, learn from the best, and try to make a team out of it to improve USA rugby. So that was the whole backbone behind that rugby team.
How did that work out? I mean,
it was awesome. I fell in love with it, honestly. I wasn't very sure at first, to be honest. I'm a quarterback too, but that was part of the reason I wanted to do it was deep down, you know, quarterbacks are soft, quarterbacks are, you know, la la la. I was like, all right, bet, watch this, we can play rugby too. So but it was cool, and if nothing else, it got me in fantastic cardiovascular shape. Like, when I first showed up for rugby practice, I was in a world of hurt. It was like, run, and run some more.
So we could say you are a hard-hitting quarterback now.
Yeah, there you go. I like that one. Yeah, okay. Hard-hitting jersey QB.
Well, we might need it. might need it. And you showed it a little bit on the weekend.
Well, I hope Coach K's watching. He might have to put me in a DN for a play, see if it paid off.
All right. Good. And then tell us about, you know, you just said you never lost contact with us coaches, and you stayed in touch. So give the audience a little bit of that experience.
For sure. So it was kind of cool. I forget exactly the timing. I think it was just after the 2019 season, that winter, like Christmas time. Coach K actually came to New Jersey and actually stayed at my house. And we went up to New York City together, him and his wife, his now wife, and we had a good weekend. I brought him to all my little local favorite restaurants and stuff at the Jersey Shore. But Coach K, I feel like we've always had a close bond. And ever since that and moving forward, we've stayed in touch. I was actually, you know, available to be your emergency last year, and I told him I would do it again this year, obviously hoping to never get called because I never want to see someone get hurt. Like Jacob, I love that kid. He's awesome. You know, I started a little relationship with him a couple years ago through social media. And part of coming out here, like not good that he's hurt, but I was really looking forward to meeting him because I've heard nothing but great things. And from what I gather, he's a great leader, great teammate, great QB. And I had played against him a couple years in Marburg. He was always a little pest in our side. Here comes Jacob again.
Yeah, you're right. And tell us about that call.
Ooh.
How was that?
Yeah, so honestly,
to receive that call.
It was like Monday morning. I was actually on getting ready. Just had started a Microsoft Teams. I work back in the States, actually. I actually have a normal life, 9-to-5 kind of thing. But I had my phone set off to the side, and I just ping, 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 WhatsApp. I was like, oh, boy. And I hit it, and I saw Coach K. I saw Julia, Andreas, like all these messages from all the Frankfurt Galaxy people. And I was kind of like, I remember I kind of got off that call, and I went upstairs, and I was like, all right, well, I made a couple other phone calls to make sure everyone would be cool with me coming to Europe, and they were. It all worked out. And next thing you know, I was on a flight Tuesday early morning and was here Wednesday afternoon.
All right. I mean, that happened fast.
I kept saying it to everyone. I was like, this is honestly the craziest thing I've ever done. I don't think so. I was like, I'm all for it. I love it. But yeah, like.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but wait a minute. You say you landed in Frankfurt Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So the only practice time you got were Thursday and Friday.
Exactly.
And if I'm, please correct me if I'm wrong, but Friday, is it a full?
No,
full trainings, or is it?
Well, it's a regular scheduled practice.
Yeah, but I thought most focused on schemes or something like that. Not like a full practice.
It's more of like a walkthrough.
Yeah,
you can call it that. But it was a little more just because of the situation. But it was not a full practice.
Damn.
And I didn't really think about it. But like, just a fun fact: like the last time I had played a true outdoor 11-versus-11 football game was Frankfurt Universe versus Braunschweig Lions.
In 2019. That is a couple years ago. Yep.
Just a little bit.
That's a couple years ago. But yeah, tell those people out there. I mean, you haven't had our playbook. You basically didn't know the receivers. You basically didn't know the plays. So were you kind of nervous coming in, or is it all right? It's just football, and basically plays are plays, but called different.
Yeah. So. I always had that saying in football as a quarterback, like, you can't reinvent the wheel. At this point in anyone's career who's played as long as I have, I've run every play known to man almost. Now it's just assigning in your brain what the words are to each play. So yeah, that took a second. I just had to sit down and really just take a night and just digest it all. And then that Friday walkthrough was the point when I really felt comfortable. I was like, okay, I actually have a grasp of the offense enough to go out there and play. And then the other side of things is the physical part. Was I in shape or ready to play? I have been throwing. I had been playing rugby. I was not worried at all about my physical, what my physical performance would be. I was actually excited because I feel like I reinvented myself, because I'm actually like 20 pounds lighter than the last time I was out here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 20 pounds lighter. I feel like I'm a lot faster now. I'm 100% healthy. But yeah.
So what are your first impressions of, I wouldn't say just the team, but the whole league, the whole organization? It changed a lot. Let me put it this way. Frankfurt Universe and now Frankfurt Galaxy, GFL and ELF, in my opinion, it's a whole different world. What are your expressions about that?
Yeah, it's been really cool. So like, again, since I've left, I've been following. And it's been really cool to see how this league has grown since I left, and then to finally experience it in person. It was eye-opening. It was really cool to see that it's trending in the upwards direction. Like even the crowd on Saturday. I played here for 2 years. I didn't hear anything like that in 2 years I played here. Purple Hell was crazy on Saturday, and it was really cool to see that the NFL's involved now. I know you guys aren't obviously living in the States, but even in the States, like, ESPN was running specials about Turpin on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
So everyone's seeing him, and they were showing highlights of him playing in the Elf.
Oh, really?
So, like, that it's is. On national nice. Sports. Like, people are starting to understand and know what it is, and it was cool. Mm. And I think that's important for football, because when I first came here, if you don't make the NFL, you're it was like,
You don't know what you do.
Well, now what? Where do I go play sports? I'm 22 years old, just out of college, but like you're telling me I'm done playing sports? So that's why I came here originally. But now the States has XFL and USFL. But to see what this is, because I don't know, and the other thing you guys don't know is when you're playing in the States, I don't get to go travel abroad. That's a thing in the States for college students. They go live abroad for a semester. We can't as football players because obviously we are expected to be there. Yeah. So that was my travel abroad. And I always say playing in Frankfurt really helped me rediscover having fun playing football again. Because back in the States, it gets to be a business. The NFL, like the joke is, it's the no fun league. That's what it stands for. Because if you don't perform, see you later. The next guy's in.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, exactly. it really is ruthless. So, you know, that's why I loved playing out here. Helped me have fun again. And, yeah, just to come back and see what it is now. I remember I said to Coach, I was like, oh, you guys are big time now over here.
Good to hear that. I mean, you know. Having you back and having your, you know, thoughts about that league is pretty interesting for all of us, you know, because we actually don't know how people in the States
look at
the ELF or European football in general, at all, you know.
For sure. So there's definitely an interest, though.
That is good to hear.
Talking about interest, I think our audience is interested in asking your questions.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Anna, let's go.
So we kind of have like a ritual here. Like players always get not always get the same questions, but there are always like one, two questions that are the same. So one of them is, what is your favorite fruit or game day food?
Ooh.
Or both. Another one which is very important is, what is your favorite dinosaur?
Oh, that's a good one. All right, dinosaur is easy because I have that one. Velociraptor, done.
Okay, that's easier for you than food.
Yes, food's tough. Ooh, favorite game day food?
Yes.
This is going to sound really weird, but on game days, I actually don't like to eat that much. I don't know. It's like a nerves, but anxiety. I don't know.
I couldn't eat at all before.
Yeah, I'll eat like a banana, an apple, like stuff like random fruits, if anything, but nothing I never
but
would
that's
eat.
Good to hear, because the running gag here is
we have to show did you see the picture?
Can we get the picture with the fruit,
because that question was asked every show we had.
This is
right here.
This is the Galaxy fruit salad,
and that's the Galaxy fruit salad. The fans are crazy because, you know, we asked every player what's their favorite fruit, and they came up with that kind of.
They came prepared.
Yeah, they came prepared.
Yo, that's amazing.
So, I can't see a banana. Oh, no, yeah, there is a banana. A little banana.
Oh, yeah, it's in the little basket on the right. There we go. Got a little apple taking a shower, an orange taking a shower.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because one player, I can't remember who
Karim.
It was. Karim. He said he's
What's your game day ritual? So, it had nothing to do with fruit or
just straight up ritual.
Ritual, and he said... I'm peeling mandarins.
That's what he said.
Under the shower.
On a game day. And everyone was like, okay, we're bringing them to you on a game day.
Yeah.
That's actually hysterical. I did not know that one. That's a fun fact for me.
And with that, it's got a habit to ask our players what's your favorite fruit.
Bananas got potassium, no cramping.
So you heard...
There
are two bananas. We got you covered.
See? Done.
There you go.
Dankeschön.
All right.
I have another one. Is it possible for you to stay longer if Jacob is able to play again? Is that like, do you have like a three-game deal?
I'll be honest, I'm not really sure what kind of situation I'm in. I came from Paris, and that's all I was worried about, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you told me you're working from over here, so you were good to go?
Yeah. I work for a company, shout out Limitless NIL. It's actually Sean Clifford, for you NFL fans. He started a company. He's a Green Bay Packers quarterback. And basically, we work to get sponsorships for collegiate athletes in the States.
Which is allowed now?
Which is allowed. See, I missed the good, like, yeah. See, when I was in college, if I went and got a free burrito because of who I was, actually could get kicked out of college. But now kids are making $1 million in college. It's crazy.
And that's the thing that happened to Silas.
Yes.
Silas.
That was part of it.
I mean, Silas, yeah. Oh. I mean, he basically was...
The original, like...
He was homeless, I mean...
Yeah, it was a crazy story.
There was this story.
Yes, it was.
Yep, that was a big story back then.
100%. It's crazy to see that he's playing for the guards.
No, there are no guards. It's what was it called? The Silas Nasita guards. The Helvetic guards.
Oh, actually, it was just a joke.
Yeah.
He plays every position.
He plays every damn position. Swiss on offense. It's crazy.
Some things never changed, though. He was that same way back then.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely.
But I think.
We got to jump into...
Into the game.
Into the game. And let's talk... We have to show you guys something.
Okay, because one of our members asked why he was cut out in the picture before.
There you go. We had to give him a shout out.
Yeah. He gets his shout out.
All righty then. Let's... Die Regie hat jetzt auch Spaß, sehr, sehr schön.
Schön.
Okay.
Alle so viel Spaß haben.
But with that, let's get to the MLS.
Yeah, let's jump into week 4. And Regie, könnt ihr bitte kurz, let's talk about the league and the games and the results of last week. Then Throners at Wroclaw.
At
Wroclaw.
Was that the
Breslau?
Correct way to say it.
Yeah.
Yep. 33-63, also da auch eine herbe Niederlage für die Enthroners, jetzt mit neuem Quarterback, nachdem sie den amerikanischen Import entlassen haben, der noch gegen uns gespielt hat.
Oh, okay.
Ja, aber auch da hat es nichts genutzt und 63-33, also auch ein High-Scoring-Game und brutaler Receiver bei den Polen.
Yeah.
He's crazy. I mean,
what was his name? Smoke?
Tate?
Or Sweet Fever?
Oh, no. Turbo Tate.
Turbo,
Turbo Tate. That's what they call him.
He definitely has some wheels, that's for sure.
Probably the next term.
That's what we were talking. It reminds us of him, for sure.
Why does Wroclaw have the second term in their squad?
Yeah, it's pretty, it's pretty
right
nice.
Though.
Yeah, Leipzig Kings
at Vienna.
In Wien. Auch sehr, sehr deutlich.
Yeah.
Hatten wir aber auch alle so getippt und
I think
gedacht.
No surprises there with Vienna being the champion from last year.
A little bit surprising is the score at Barcelona, 39-15. Yeah. I thought it would be, a tight game,
closer.
A little tighter, closer. But, Munich's doing a pretty good job, I think, for a new franchise.
100%.
Marvin Rutsch, auch ein überragendes Spiel dort.
Some of our old boys.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still hate that Marvin plays at Munich, but you got to respect the family situation.
He was supposed to be on the 2020 team.
Oh, yeah. And
he could have had the chance to play back with you.
Could have. Could have, would have, should have.
Yeah. Yep. Helvetic Guards at Milano Siemens. That was
0. Yeah, but 0?
That's tough.
That's.
Yeah, I mean,
0.
Look at Rheinfire at Cologne.
Yeah, but it's
Rheinfire.
Shout out too. But there's a difference between Rheinfire at Cologne and Helvetic Guards at Milano. There's a.
Are those two the guards in Milano? Both first-year teams.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it's a tough loss.
Well, we're going to be there in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I think the game, without being disrespectful to Berlin and Hamburg, but I think the closest game, obviously, but also the game the highlights don't show as the score does is the game Tirol at Stuttgart, because from just watching the highlights, Tirol was the better
team.
The better team, yeah, but they couldn't get through with their points. With their
that was a defense scores. Battle. I mean,
6-3. What? That's one of those brutal games as an offense.
Praying as an offense, it's brutal, down. But yeah. As a defense, you know, it's pretty fun. You don't see it. Defense. You don't see it that often in that league.
Absolutely not.
But you know, both sides did a pretty good job on defense. So, shout out to those two defensive. We don't see them in the regular season.
Neither of those guys.
Neither. No. Maybe in the playoffs, we'll see.
Always ready.
Berlin Thunder at Hamburg, 17-37. Pretty clear for Hamburg. I thought it's going to be a tighter game, to be honest.
Yeah, with Berlin being as good as they are this year. It's
Berlin choked defense-wise in the first half, in my opinion.
It was quick. They scored quick. And then it's stuck. Because I remember we were watching that one. The second half seemed there was a lot of injuries. It was long. But it wasn't as much scoring in the second half at all.
Berlin lost their quarterback.
I did, Emo.
Oh, okay.
They lost their quarterback pretty early, and the German kid jumped in.
Yep.
I thought he did a pretty good job. And, well, let's see if he gets healthy. But Hamburg with a W. Mm. And Rheinfire, like you just said, at Cologne.
We'll just stomp the Centurions.
Yeah.
Anthony scored two touchdowns. Robitaille scored two touchdowns. So they did pretty good. And, well, let's jump into our game.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows, we won 30-13. Let's start with our stats. And Steve, let's talk about our offense first.
For sure. But I think we had a, you know, considering all of the circumstances, a pretty damn clean game as an offense. I don't try to get too caught up in the stats, but from what I see, I'm a guy who runs an offense, so I do like to see that I was able to distribute the ball there to about 7 different receivers. Especially again on 2 days' notice, I had thrown only ever to Lawrence Regler before I got here. So that was the only guy I had comfort with.
Not even to Strammer?
I think I threw with Nico a little bit, but he wasn't on any Frankfurt team. I think he was still playing with a team before he came to Frankfurt. I forget what that was, but I just think we have some stuff we need to clean up. Obviously, I think we could have had a better running game. Get that going a little more makes the passing game open up even more. Yeah. But considering, I was pretty happy with the performance. The O-line played great, I thought. I think I got sacked once, and that shouldn't have even been a sack. I still should have thrown it or got it away, I thought. Got away unscathed, clean. But, yeah, I think the big thing next week is getting the running game going. And then after that, I think we could be pretty dangerous.
That's what I think. I mean, the fact that you like had 2 practices down, passing looked pretty nice.
Well, and like you said earlier to go back on it, but when you said like how comfortable are you? That's the only thing I wasn't nervous about playing. It was nerves about the chemistry because, as we all know, the quarterback and receiver is like that's the most important. The chemistry is the most important. So. Wasn't nervous in a bad way about it, but it's like, you don't know what to expect. I just got here. I was like, let's see. Like, I need these boys to believe in me the same way I believe in them on 2 days' notice. Yep. So. Yep.
So let's jump into that game tape, and let's start with the first actually play of the game.
Mr. Gauthier.
And, bad snap for Paris, but still good awareness of our defense. And...
they get punished.
Like I said before, I'm really happy for Sebastian Gauthier coming back after such a bad injury. and then starting the game
like that.
Like that, you know.
And mentally for a player, I can tell you, coming from a guy who's had a bad knee injury, something like that to start the game erases his, any doubt he had in his head was gone after the first play. Yeah.
And that opens up our first score, and we ran it in on that play. We made a pretty good job blocking everybody.
Sealed the edge.
Kevin and Leon just sealed the edge, and Thomas ran in without being touched.
Walking,
so
need
pretty
more
good
of those next weekend.
Yep, pretty good start for us.
So how did this make you feel? I mean, let's be honest,
to hand the ball off in the first offensive play, or it was the second one actually, the second offensive play being a handoff touchdown, I mean, it makes my job easier. Same thing I said about Gauthier getting that first play, nerves away, same thing. Oh, it's easy to hand the ball off, scored, nerves gone.
Mm. It just, for a quarterback being 2 days with the team and then had the second play and making a touchdown, I think that's
very important.
Yeah,
it made everyone's, I think everyone's lives got a little easier after that happened.
Yeah.
A little like, all right, we're up.
We can do that, yeah.
And after a good stop and three and out, again,
we had this one scripted up.
I knew it was our first play of the game to surprise Paris a little bit. And we sticked to that to even,
I knew that was going to be my first pass in a Frankfurt uniform since Thursday.
Yep.
So I was scheming it up in my head all week. I knew I couldn't miss it.
Yep, and it looked pretty good. Let's see it again. I mean, perfect catch by Reese as well. Good pitch by Fishy.
Little rugby toss.
But nice catch by Reese, and he had a couple more.
So,
and we'll see.
So the key to this play that everybody that should be running is blocking you, and you get the time to to throw the ball.
I will say flea flickers are very nerve-wracking as a quarterback because there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Mm.
But basically, you're hoping the whole premise of it is to hand the ball off and get the linebackers and especially that safety.
Yeah.
Those
to come running down.
Those linebackers,
and then
they think run.
They all come down,
jump
and then
down.
The guy that Reese is actually running towards.
Yeah, so number 20?
No, there's actually a guy that's not in the frame up here somewhere.
Okay.
That's the important guy to get to come down because then Reese goes right by him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So now the only thing that goes wrong here is A, the D line rushes through and is in my face or tackles the running back. Yeah.
Or we have a bad pitch.
Or a bad pitch.
Yeah, of course.
You get the ball. And then Reese isn't open, or the safety dropped, but there are other options.
And
in
now
here.
You see the safety
two
here.
Yards behind.
And that's the safety I was talking about that Coach just circled. But yeah, so Reese actually, when I hand the ball off, Reese runs at that safety like he's going to block him.
Mm-hmm.
So the safety comes to hit him, and then Reese slips him and goes vertical.
Oh, okay.
And that sets up our second touchdown.
This was nice by Nico.
And look at that slant route.
Yeah, they doubled. Like I was reading that nickel inside of Reese. The minute he doubled Reese, you could see the window. There's no one there.
Okay. I need to see what you said on the screen.
Okay. So the guy, there's three guys at the top of the screen.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the middle one.
So number 12, I think, is it? Okay.
Whoever the middle one is, and you'll see.
Yeah.
If you can let it go a little longer. Right here, he's still looking at me. He's kind of looking at Reese now. And then on the minute the ball snaps, watch what he does. See how he turns to Reese?
Oh, yeah.
I knew I was going to Nico. Now it's one-on-one. The backer on this downside has man. Look, no one there.
That window.
Yeah.
It's a very easy throw.
Okay.
And again, a little touchdown celebration.
Schlafen.
Schlafen. There you go. Und nun freut es mich ganz, ganz besonders, hier auch mal das zu zeigen, worüber wir die letzten zwei Wochen gesprochen haben und wir wirklich auch brutal kritisiert wurden. I'm just saying that we got a little, you know, I wouldn't say bashed, but, you know, those DBs were, you know, criticized by a lot of people for being not the best athletes and not being the best imports. And I'm glad they proved everybody wrong on that weekend.
I thought they had a great game.
Oh, they absolutely had.
100%.
And but not, you know, that pick was pretty nice, but we're going to see it a little bit later, especially what Jay did in that game.
And I don't think people understand, like, if you look at the other team's stats, I think Zach only completed 6 total passes to someone not the Sweet Kid.
Yep.
So every other pass went to Sweet except for 6 passes. Yeah. So the DBs did a great job.
And just to say one thing, the chat is also saying that you need to come back because you can explain the plays very good. Oh.
We're going to have you.
I got a career in sports commentating here in the future.
Yeah. Yep.
And now Paris showed that they can play a little bit of football as well. Mm-hmm. You know, they moved the ball. And
what was the flag for?
The flag was for a late hit, and you see it, right? Okay, that's a good angle right here. He always almost stepped out of bounds, and Josh was still on him, and then he kind of pushed him or
pulled him
outside the field, and that was a flag for. I mean, it's tough for a defensive player because he never knows, am I out of bounds, am I not, you know? And he wants to make a play, so.
You can get good at, like, players have gotten good too, like, don't, and I'm not saying maybe I do or maybe I don't, but you can, like, kind of set up as a quarterback situations where defender can't really have it, like, they're going to throw a flag because it looks, either looks that way or it is, but you can kind of set it up. Yeah. I'm not saying that was done that way, but. It is tough for I wouldn't want to be a defensive player coming at a quarterback in today's age of football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's brutal.
It's pretty tough.
They had a.
And on PIs as well.
It's brutal. Like I said, just so I wouldn't even touch.
They can dance.
Yep.
That was a tough one for us right there. Yeah. Too easy.
But we came back pretty good.
Great run.
That was a great run. That was a great block by Leon to get Fischbach a good running lane. And now...
My guy, Lawrence.
And then your guy, Lawrence, and that's amazing. I mean, you practice 2 practices, you know, and they're on a ball like this where just he can't catch the ball. It's just a good play. That's my guy.
This is like bringing back old times. We've done that plenty of times in the past.
Yeah, I thought so. When I've seen the play on Saturday, I thought there's still chemistry.
For sure. Me and Lawrence, I try to stay in touch with a good amount of the guys over the years, too, on the team that were playing when I was here.
Well, tough play here.
Yeah.
Came a little late.
It was a good play call. We call that a tight end throwback? Yeah, tight end throwback.
Yeah.
That's always a tough. We made a living on that in college, even in the States. We ran that play, something similar to that play, a lot, and it was successful way more times than it wasn't.
Okay. I think that was so good.
Nice play by
that
the defense.
So good.
We had a couple of those plays, and
but
Meta did have a nice sack. I watched a couple times. Pretty amazing.
But from a fan perspective, the second quarter didn't go as planned.
For sure.
We had them. We were dominating Paris, and we should have
smoked them from there on out.
Yeah, there were so many. I think. 3 or 4 drives where we were in the red zone, but we couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. No, couldn't we get the touchdown. We shot ourselves in the foot, is what I say. Self-inflicted mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, or sorry if I am, but I think we had 3 fumbles lost that game.
2 for sure.
I think 2 for sure, maybe 3. But I know, I can tell you at least the NFL statistic is something to the fact if you win the turnover margin, yeah. you have a, like, it's like 80% chance of winning that football game.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep the ball off the ground because we fumbled. I fumbled on the one or the center QB exchange. We fumbled on the one. Yeah. There's 7 points yeah. right there. Mm-hmm. And then obviously anytime you turn the ball over, you don't know. You're giving it away. There's an opportunity for points. We always say we need points every drive. And when you don't get points, it's not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we just got to clean that up. That's all. Yeah. I think that's going to come. Again, it'll be nice to have a full week of practice with the team okay. and
so
everyone get comfortable. And
so the lack of real practice between you and the guys is
I would say that would be part of it. Yeah, point. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Then let's go and I thought we Whoop. Got yeah, a little that lucky on that nice lucky. Catch.
But it's nice to have one go our way for once.
Definitely. Most of times it's against us, yes, in my opinion.
Yes.
This time we're a little bit lucky because I thought it was a little, yeah, little push sure. off. But, you know, sometimes we need that luck as well.
This was a great route by Nico.
That was
oh, wait, this was the Reese one, actually.
That's a Reese one.
So this play was funny, actually. No one will know this except the coaches. But so right when I got this play in the huddle, I looked up at the play clock. Before I even saw the play and I read it and I saw we were running out of time, so I honestly said the play and then I said just get lined up and run Potsdam. It was the only thing that came to my head, so I said Potsdam and I just knew I was gonna throw it to Reese.
Oh, okay.
Based on the look there,
aired it out. Good speed by Reese and good hands, you know.
We had never,
he always attacks that ball so nicely.
His body, you know? Control, the way he's a very smart player. He's very good at stacking the corners. You can see it on the catch later.
How he attacks the ball by his highest point, you know.
Exactly.
It's pretty nice. And as soon as he catches the ball, he's turning his whole body so the defender
has no chance
to deflect the ball or something like that, you know. So that's outstanding.
This is the Nico.
That's a Nico play. I mean, look at that tight window. You know,
was a great route by him.
It's a, first of all, it's a good ball, you know. But
appreciate it.
But look at that catch. I mean, it's a tough catch. And that's
a very
hard
catch. So he's going around that backer, and then we call it a bender. And then he bends hard off his back.
And now you can see how tight that window is. And in that situation, the defender is in a pretty good position to make a play.
He played it great.
You know?
He did play it great.
And now, nice catch, nice concentration. Now it's two. At least two defenders, you know, hitting him, and he still, you know,
they made a good play, but he made a better one. Nico made a better one.
And that's a good play by Paris.
Hey, check out Liggins on the backside.
And
here.
Now we have to talk about Jay Liggins. And you know what? Look at that now. He is in pass coverage right here. Jumps the route here. And now look at the run.
This is called speed, ladies and gentlemen.
That is called speed recognition and saving a touchdown.
Yes, it is. Effort.
Look at that. Look at that.
And now he's
look at that. Nice.
Atta boy. I love that. It gets me fired up. Now, we shouldn't be letting, you know, not the big run part, but love the effort. Because look what happens.
There goes another one.
I love that.
Okay. And he proved everybody wrong who wrote down in
not so nice.
That chat. So, got to give him some love now.
Hell yeah.
He jumps that route perfectly. Good
great,
hands.
Great defense.
And look at that return. I mean, get those extra yardage and celebrate.
Yeah, with the snow angels, baby. This catch.
And this is...
So
this
what people don't understand here, if you watch Reese run his route, see how he's inside here?
Mm.
He's inside the corner right now, and he's got a go. He's running a go ball. Look at... You see how he expands back to the sideline hard right there after he passed them? He's heading back to the sideline.
Yeah.
That's a big time. Most... You don't see that very often. That's taught, but it's hard to do because your head, your eyes control your body. So he's looking in, but he's continuing to work to his left.
Okay.
So he's expanding away from the safety. If he stayed vertical, he gets smoked by the safety here.
Look at the separation between Reese.
And it allows him to catch the ball the way he does, and it allows me to throw the ball in a position to protect himself. Because you'll see as he catches it, he turns his back to the guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See like
rather
that.
Than catching it forward and just accepting a hit to your chest. So he goes inside and then re-expands right there.
And then look at the catch and outstanding.
Great body control.
But this, this is also one of those plays when you say, okay, I need to trust my receivers, that they get the ball where I put it for them.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. And like obviously, as much as I need to trust the receivers, the receivers also want to trust me. And in situations like that, I like to think, how I threw that ball allowed Reese to protect himself.
Yeah.
So I hope that moving forward, then he can trust me more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I throw that ball inside and he gets crushed by the safety, he's not going to be happy.
Okay, so
because I set him up to get smoked.
Okay, so you don't only look at the players that are right, let's say right in front of yourself, so up to the next 15 yards or something like that. So you try to also look down the field and understand the situation.
For sure. And like I always say, like, I don't know if you know that saying, remember the big picture, right? Like remember the big picture of things. So Mike, I always like saying a defense, when you do get more advanced and you get good at it, you're not looking at individual people as much as you kind of can just, you just see the field and then quickly you know where the empty, after the snap of the ball, you can see the empty space start to happen.
Yeah.
And based on empty space in the play, that's when I now know I'm reading my right side or I'm reading left or this is the progression here.
Yeah.
That's when football gets, we call it chess, not checkers. You graduate from checkers to chess.
So let's talk about the league standings. Let's talk about the conferences. And I think... let's jump into the Eastern Conference. Vienna Vikings 3-0, I guess, like we expected.
Yeah.
In that conference. It's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be a battle between the Panthers and the Thunder for the second spot.
Yeah.
100%.
Which might be the playoff spot. Leipzig.
Prague.
The Lions and the Thronus. On the bottom, I think they're gonna stay there.
It's not a
for the rest of the season. The Western Conference, our conference, Rhein Fire 4-0. I mean, they play outstanding right now.
And I watched them. You know? That first game y'all played against them. I was watching that one. That was a tough one.
It was a tough one, but still, I mean, we got way to improve, and I think we're able to improve. So, the last. In my opinion, the last regular season game, it's going to be the title game for our Western Conference.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one.
That's big time.
Week 12 in our house. Conference. So
this time, our house.
I think the only other franchise we have to look out for is Hamburg in our conference.
Hamburg for sure. I mean, we have to play them twice, and they're pretty good and well-coached football team, you know. And still, Paris is... on the map. I mean, being a new franchise, being a new team, as long as the season goes, I'm sure they will, you know, be a much better football team towards the end of the season.
Yeah, of course.
And don't sleep on Cologne. I mean,
they're coming here this week.
They're coming to Frankfurt, and I'm sure they're not coming and, you know, giving it away.
No.
So, yeah. Let's talk in a couple minutes about that game. Central Conference, and I think it's going to be the closest conference because we got Stuttgart, we got the Raiders, we got Munich.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes on a good day, it's Barcelona, you know.
That was weird because even I know Barcelona had a good year last year, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then like they kind of, is that what they're kind of struggling a little bit this year right now, right?
They had a good start with 2-0. And I think they lost the last two.
Munich and
They lost to Munich and they lost to I think it was Stuttgart.
I think you're right.
Who?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah.
Stuttgart.
I think so too, yeah.
And yeah, let's see.
They had, wait a minute. Stuttgart had three games. Last
they beat
last
Tirol.
Week,
they beat
Tirol, Milano. What's the first?
Oh, Paris.
Paris.
No, they haven't played Barcelona
yet.
It
was
yet.
Paris.
Yeah.
It was
that was
Paris. That was the
yeah.
film, that's right.
At yeah. Paris. There you go. Yep. So, yeah, they have Barcelona to play, and they have to play Paris again later in that season. So, yeah, we'll see. Oops. What have I done? No. Oops. Let's see week five, and let's start with our picks for the next week. And as a guest, you got to pick first.
Uh-oh.
Let's jump into Helvetic Guards at Rheinfire. I think that's an
easy
one.
Rheinfire, done. Locked it.
Yep. Charlie.
I go with Steve. I mean, why shouldn't?
Do something crazy.
You guys keep records? Like,
no.
You got to keep a record for
no,
your guesses.
No, I won't. I won't, you know, that will be, no. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. A closer game, Hamburg at Paris.
Hamburg at Paris?
At yes. Paris.
I'm going Paris. Well, it depends on Zach, though.
I have no clue.
Zach, Paris, no Zach, Hamburg. I don't know if that's allowed, but that's my choice.
I go with Paris.
Like it.
Just gut.
I'm with you there.
Against Hamburg.
Hannah?
I would have said Hamburg.
Charlie?
Honestly.
I think Hamburg will make it, but I actually hope that Paris will win it.
We'll see. Berlin Thunder at Leipzig.
Another tough one, depending on the injury situation. But I'll take Berlin.
I go with Berlin.
Oh yeah,
too.
They lost their quarterback. But I think the defense is better.
Defense was good, and the German was actually
he
played well.
He looked pretty good.
He played well, yeah.
Yeah, go with Berlin too.
Hannah?
I think I'm gonna go with Berlin.
So we're clear on that. Interesting game at Munich. Stuttgart at Munich.
Munich keeps the ball rolling.
You go with Munich?
Really?
I'm going to roll the dice here.
To be honest, I would love to go with Munich. But no, I go with Stuttgart.
That's fair.
I go with Stuttgart. I think the Schwäbisch Hall search is, you know.
Oh, I heard about that.
Ooh.
That's really.
I mean, basically, we got to be honest with that. I mean, we changed from Frankfurt Universe to Frankfurt Galaxy with the whole player and coaching staff. So we are not in the position to make fun of it. But you know, they switched from Schwäbisch Hall to Stuttgart as well.
Yeah, but
which is fair
with all the talk on the back. I don't know. We had there, but yeah, they're a good team.
They're a good team. They're well coached, you know.
Yeah.
You could tell they're good. Yeah,
they're a good coach.
Steph is very good.
Their defense is good.
I like their fan base, so I have to go with Surge.
Hannah?
I think Surge. They've been strong.
Mm-hmm.
This far in the season.
Milano at Innsbruck. That's an easy one.
Innsbruck.
Oh. But they lost Sandro Platzkummer.
I did see that. That's
yeah, but
to an ACL injury.
Healthy. To an ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's out, and I hate to see.
Oh, that.
To see a player going down, and you know, especially with such a talented guy who brings that NFL experience.
Yeah.
100%.
Over, you know.
The leader of the team. It's never easy for a leader of the team to go
absolutely.
Down with a season-ending
injury. And his words were that he changed the league or went to the ELF because he wanted to have more playtime. And now to have an ACL.
That was the reason?
Yeah, this is what he said in one of those I don't know.
Interviews.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, because he was back in my neck of the woods, the New York Giants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He never played an active game, but he practiced, I think, 3 years now with those guys.
I know he's been there for a while.
And he showed he could play during preseason.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
He had a couple good runs there. So, yeah, it's tough for those guys and especially tough for him. And, you know, I always hate when a player goes down, especially with such an injury. So get well soon. But I go with Innsbruck.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then
the
Prague Lions.
They play. What? Wait a minute. Didn't Vikings?
They played in Thronus. They switched.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Oh, I see what you're saying from last week.
Yeah, from last week.
So I'll go going Panthers for sure.
Panthers for sure, yeah. That's an easy one, I think, too.
Yeah, I don't think.
And then the next one, too.
And the next one is.
Yes.
Easy,
yeah,
as well.
Easy as well.
That's gonna be. Ooh, that's ugly.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
that's gonna be ugly. Let's see. Let's.
But come the games to still have to be played.
Mm. Yep, that is right. But so let's talk about the most important game, Cologne Centurions at our house.
What do you got for that one?
I don't think we have to talk about that. I'm pretty sure we know how to take care of business. But still, we have to play those guys. And like I said, they ain't coming and, you know, laying down for us.
No, they just had a tough loss. I know as a player, a tough loss like that, especially a shutout loss, you're going to come in hungry. And it's another good team, another good opportunity for them to prove you know, it's early in the season to prove who they are, who they want to be. And I know they just had a new quarterback from California that
they
came out.
They do have, yep.
Yeah, so I know, obviously, same similar situation, but it'll be nice to, like, he's going to have a full week now to practice and get ready for us. So we got to make sure we bring our A game.
And they do have, in my opinion, one of the best linebackers in the league.
Oh, that's right, yes.
You know?
Yes. He's been around for a while, right?
He played in Turkey last year.
Oh, really?
He played with the Istanbul Rams last year. And he's a talent.
Zach Blair, right?
Yep, and he showed he's a pretty damn good football player.
He causes issues. We'll just have to sling the seed around the field, around him. Don't let him make any tackles.
Hanna, ich glaube, jetzt haben wir über all die Spiele gesprochen und haben so ein bisschen den Chat vernachlässigt. Was gibt es denn noch für Fragen für die Woche?
So a couple of fans have been asking if and how they can get a jersey with your number, well, your jersey, at the end of the season or now, well, more likely at the end of the season. But if that is going to be something that will be for sale, I don't think anyone has the right answer for that right now.
I have no answer for you.
But we can bring that to the office.
Yeah.
So we gotta hurry up to bring out a Steve Cooley jersey.
Really hurry up, yeah.
Gotta send a box to New Jersey.
and then there was someone asking if we could get and explaining offense plays with Steve as a
little sideshow.
What do you do Monday nights? We're here every
Monday.
See,
my problem is I could talk football all day, 24/7, 7 days a week. You would get annoyed of me.
Maybe we should keep that in mind for the rest of the season. No.
I'm not opposed to it.
And then there was another question. Is there any info on Zach? He looked quite unwell on the bench.
On who? Oh, Zach? The other quarterback? I think it's the other quarterback, Zach Edwards.
I
don't want to disclose anything because that's like medical information, but I mean, I think he got dinged up a little bit. Nothing. I don't think it was anything like major, but he's going to be dealing with some stuff for a couple weeks, I think. Hopefully nothing major.
Yeah, that was it pretty much from the chat.
That's pretty much
for
it.
Tonight, yes.
Yeah, all right, let's.
The only things that are still open are one of. Ich mache es kurz mal auf Deutsch. Weil, ja, schlussendlich ist es Werbung für die Fans. Das heißt, einmal auf jeden Fall nochmal den Kids Club erwähnen, dass wir den wieder haben werden.
Definitiv. Ach, stimmt, wir wollten kurz über das Spiel jetzt noch sprechen, was es sonst für yeah. Dinge rundum gibt.
Genau.
Weißt du es? Willst du es announcen?
Nee. Also weil ich es nicht weiß. Weil du hast den Call gemacht mit Lukas.
Okay, dann weiß ich nur, am Samstag wird alles so ein bisschen um den 4th of July sich drum handeln.
Ja.
Oh mein Gott.
Sich drum handeln.
Entschuldigung.
It's crazy, it's July already.
Yeah, it's almost that time of the year again.
It's like, wow.
Ja, da wird sich drum handeln. Das heißt, wir werden dementsprechend jemanden da haben, der die Nationalhymne der Vereinigten Staaten performen wird. Wir werden jemanden da haben, der den Coin Toss macht. Und das wird Mike Josef sein, der amtierende Oberbürgermeister der Stadt Frankfurt, der ehemalige Sportdezernent, der mit uns damals die erste Trophäe, die wir nach Hause gebracht haben, gefeiert hat, der uns das ermöglicht hat, auf den Römer Balkon zu kommen, mit dem wir uns ins Goldene Buch eintragen durften und der mittlerweile, ja, wie ich eben gerade gesagt habe, Oberbürgermeister ist. Der wird den Coin Toss machen und es wird wieder eine Liveband geben auf der Power Party und ich weiß alles gar nicht.
Ein bisschen, ja, einfach dann auch, war da nicht irgendwas mit den Flaggen?
Was?
Color Gray. Nicht Grading, Color Guards?
Die Color Guards der Marines, glaube ich, werden die Flaggen der USA und unsere, glaube ich, auch präsentieren. Was verrückt ist, Hannah ist mal wieder nicht da.
Bundeswehr ist damit am Start.
Die Bundeswehr wird da sein als Partner der Frankfurt Galaxy und es wird wieder ganz, ganz viele Stände auf der Power Party geben. Oh, da würde ich euch aber bitten, die Instagram-Posts und Social Media einfach aufmerksam zu verfolgen, weil da wird es peu à peu in Häppchen weitere Informationen geben.
Genau.
Ja, so wird das sein. Und für die Leute, die nicht im Stadion sein können, nochmal die Information, ProSieben Max wird das Spiel live zeigen. Das heißt auch auf allen euren mobilen Endgeräten auch sichtbar und zum Schauen und das kostenfrei. Also nichts mit Game Pass. Von daher werdet ihr nichts verpassen. Ich bin mir sicher, dass die Jets nicht über das Stadion fliegen werden. Nein. Und die Feuerwehr wird diesmal hoffentlich auch nicht kommen. Wobei ich auch gehört habe, es hat ja nicht gebrannt, sondern irgendwie ist die Brandmeldeanlage angegangen. Ja. Aber manche Leute fanden es dann trotzdem wiederum gut, weil sie haben eine kostenfreie Führung übers Feld bekommen,
ach so, ja.
Als sie das Stadion verlassen mussten. Also von daher super, dass nichts passiert ist, aber dem konnte man vielleicht ein bisschen was Positives abgewinnen.
Gut.
Von daher, ja. Also, nochmal kurz das kleine Anekdote. Ich hatte ja letzte Woche versprochen, ich verschenke ein T-Shirt
ja.
und gehe auf die Powerparty. Ich bin aber gar nicht auf die Powerparty gekommen, weil ich bin letztendlich aus der Kabine raus und da stand sofort jemand da, der mich, Purple Lounge, ja okay, hier hast du das T-Shirt, herzlichen Glückwunsch und ich bin einfach wieder zurückgegangen. Also es hat keine 20 Sekunden gedauert und da war ich das T-Shirt schon los, hat mich super gefreut, dass die Show wirklich verfolgt wurde.
Ja.
Das T-Shirt hoffentlich macht jetzt Spaß und wird auch hoffentlich getragen. Ja, dann würde ich sagen, thank you very much, Steve, for showing up
and being
a part of the show.
And I think we'll have you here at least another time because they are demanding that you explain the plays and what you are looking
for. Sure.
If you are standing on the field.
I would love to come back, but yeah, in general, just well, thanks for having me, and it's nice to be back with the Purple Hell, to be honest with you.
So we're going to see you on the weekend. Till then, everybody takes care. We're going to be back next Monday
at
8 o'clock. Same time, same site on Twitch.
Get that stadium like it was this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Even better.
And don't forget, if you missed that show, you can rewatch it on Twitch and you can rewatch it on YouTube.
And also
on
listen on
Spotify as a podcast. Follow us, give us thumbs up. And,
we do it all.
Yeah, we are podcasters right now.
Yeah.
Big time. See, I told you, it's big time.
So don't breathe too loud.
See you guys.
Oh, really?
Enjoy your night, and I'll see you on Saturday at the stadium. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.